There's certainly a lot more work that's going to need to be done by the financial institutions, with many thousands of people no doubt concerned that they may have been treated unfairly by the banks. Karen Cox is the CEO of the Financial Rights Legal Centre, which works directly with consumers to give advice on financial affairs. She's just come out of the Royal Commission lockup and she joins me now. Karen, I just want to get to one set of issues that did come through in the Royal Commission, and that's the question of the financial industry's treatment of Aboriginal people. Predatory, particularly around funeral insurance, huge obstacles in superannuation, financial exclusion. What does the Commission's final report offer in the way of hope for Indigenous people?
Look, there's a number of things in there for Indigenous people. There are some general rules around improving the banking code about the access of remote people to accounts. There are recommended prohibitions on charging dishonor fees on basic accounts, which should definitely be implemented. Also, prohibition on unsolicited overdrafts on basic accounts. They're also talking about preventing the hawking of junk products like funeral insurance. So they can't ring people as they have been out of the blue and just offer them a product that people are inclined to say yes to for a whole range of cultural reasons, even though the product may be of very little value to them.
And what confidence would you have that this is now a guarantee that the most disadvantaged Australians won't be preyed on in the future?
Look, obviously there's no guarantees in this, but I think we've got a fairly solid blueprint for moving forward.
And on the big headline issue that everybody was waiting to see, you know, this question of criminal or civil charges recommended, it all seems to be sort of still in the mix with ASIC. What do you think about that decision? Is it good enough?
Look, I think it's really hard for the Commissioner to come down definitively on that. I mean, it's very unclear what criminal charges are even available, I think, under the current law. I think there are certain indicators that they would like to see definitive action taken in some of the most egregious cases. But I think, as you say, there's a lot of decisions to be made before we see any outcome in that regard.
Is it the sort of thing you think that consumers would really be looking for, is, as we say, heads on stakes?
Look, I think people are really aware of the real difference in standards. If someone steals from their employer or robs someone on the street, they're treated very differently to someone in their corporate tower helping themselves to people's accounts that they have on trust.
Your organisation has said that customer outcomes need to be at the forefront of reform. Overall, is that what you think the Hayne recommendations and the government's response, which we've heard from Josh Frydenberg initially, is that what is delivered here?
I think the Hayne recommendations are very good overall. There are some where I would like to have seen him gone a little bit further. I think a lot of this is the proof's going to be in the pudding. The recommendations themselves are quite scantily drafted. You really need to read the whole narrative that goes with it to get the thrust of it. And I would like to see the government actually implement the spirit of that report and not just the recommendations as they're literally written.
Karen Cox, thank you very much for joining us. Karen Cox is the CEO of the Financial Rights Legal Centre.